What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, she wants to know if she's the jerk for refusing to try on the wedding dress her mom wore. Hear her out. Hear her out. And then you guys can give her a name when you text and call in to 414-533-1037. You can always email us, amithejerk at 1037kissfm.com. We get a lot of the submissions that way, and some people just send them in on Facebook or Instagram in the DMs, and we finally find them. Okay, here's what she says. She says, Allie and DZ, I got engaged over spring break in April, and I was excited to pick out my wedding dress, something I've always looked forward to doing myself. My mom has been talking about me wearing her wedding dress one day at my own wedding for years. I've always just smiled or said nothing when she mentions it, and I was hoping she would forget by the time I actually got engaged. Well, she didn't. She never asked me. She literally went and had her old dress cleaned and then put it in my closet without saying anything. I just found it one day while getting something else. No conversation, no heads up, just a dress hanging there. It's nothing like I would have ever chosen for myself. It's super traditional. It's big. It's poofy. It's just not me. She never asked what I liked, what styles I was thinking about, or if I even wanted help. I told her I wasn't interested, and she said I should at least try it on. I have no desire to try on my mom's hideous wedding dress. Now she's upset that I haven't tried it on and says I'm being ungrateful. Family saying I should just try it on to make her happy, but it feels like she made this decision about my wedding without me. Am I the jerk for refusing to try on my mom's wedding dress? She won't even try it on. I mean, you could meet her in the middle, maybe, but then is the mom going to get really excited and think, oh, she's going to wear it. She's going to wear it now. Oh, breaking traditions, Trisha. Okay. Fantasia, the fiance. You guys are funny. All right. I think we're just going to go with some of the first ones I see. Breaking traditions, Trisha. She does not want to wear her mom's wedding dress at all. 414-533-1037. Teddy in Shorewood, our kid, he's 12. He said, no wedding dress, Diana is not the jerk. Somebody else texted in next and said, jerk, just try it on. She doesn't want to give her mom hope, you guys. Her mom's being overbearing. Her mom's already stepping out of line. She doesn't want to try on her mom's wedding dress. Now her mom's saying, you're being a jerk. Somebody said, oh, grow up, total jerk. All she has to do is put it on for 3 minutes. Yeah, that's what you think. Until mom gets excited that she's got on the dress, and now mom's got more hope for the dress. Mom's like, yeah, but what if you just did this and this? You're literally, you're asking for it, I feel like, if you do that. But I mean, whatever. All right, 414-533-1037. We're going to talk to you guys next. Is she the jerk for refusing to try on her mom's wedding dress? I'm not calling her Bridezilla Beth, whoever texted that in, because I actually don't think she's the jerk. I think her mom is. All right, we're going to talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So she wants to know if she's the jerk for refusing to try on her mom's wedding dress. Her mom has always dreamed of this day. She's always talked about her wearing her wedding dress. And now her mom just got it cleaned and put it in her closet now that she's engaged. And she's like, I don't want to wear that thing. It's so tacky. No, thank you. So I'm going to start with Shanna in Waukesha. Good morning, Shanna. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Allie. How are you doing?
Good, good. So the problem involves the wedding. Weddings always bring out the best and the worst in people. Honest to God.
Yeah.
The mom wants her to try on her dress and probably wear it. She doesn't even want to try it on. Is she the jerk?
I think she is the jerk because if it's been going on this long, like she said, she always brings it up and she always just smiles and nods. You should have said something earlier. You know, one of these days, your mom is not going to be here. My parents' wedding anniversary is tomorrow.
Oh, the mom guilt. Here we go, Shanna. I should have known you were going to bring this up. You're like, one day your mom's not going to be here. The guilt. You're doing the mom guilt without the mom even here.
I'm a little too close to this, especially today and tomorrow, because my parents' wedding anniversary is tomorrow, and they both passed away 3 years ago.
Aww.
They passed away 20 days apart from each other.
Oh, jeez.
And
that's horrible. I'm so sorry.
I know. It was a very, I mean, it is.
So terrible, of course, it's triggering the hell out of you today because you lost your parents, both of them close together, and you're feeling like you're going to wish your mother was there one day.
Yeah. And like I said, like if she never had the intention of doing it, she should have mentioned that a long time ago. Mm. She shouldn't have just kept it going and going until this last second like this. And now she's going to hurt her mom really bad.
She's probably thinking, you know, oh, she'll forget about it. She won't be serious. There's no way she's going to make me wear this tacky wedding dress from 20 years ago. And surprise, here we are.
And you know, she can always have the dress altered to maybe go fit her style better. She doesn't even know if it's going to look good on her or anything about it yet.
Are you married, Shanna? Are you married?
Yep, I'm married. I've been married for 15 years.
So you would have been fine if somebody just handed you a dress and said, here's what you're wearing, and you had no choice in it? Because that's essentially what's happening.
Well, she still does have a choice in it.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess you're right. You're saying just at least try it on.
and like I said, she could have it altered and make it to like her own style. She's not even like... She's not even giving her mom anything.
I think she's not giving her mom anything because she doesn't want to give her mom hope. See the problem? And you're saying, well, just try it on and maybe you'll like it. Okay, fine. You say jerk, and that's fair enough. The next person on the phone, I don't know if they're going to be as nice. Okay, thank you for calling. Okay, Shanna?
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, so she wants to know if she's the jerk. She won't even try on her mom's wedding dress. Her mom's like, come on, try it on. So up next, fan favorite. In Sheboygan, it's Santino.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fan favorite Santino. I feel like Shanna was guilting us a little. She was using the mom guilt, and I understand why it gets sentimental and gets emotional thinking about this, losing both of her parents and their wedding anniversary being on the horizon. But at the end of the day, nobody wants to wear a random dress at their wedding that they didn't pick out. Nobody, right? Am I crazy on this?
I mean, you know that I have all boys.
fair enough, so Santino.
I can't relate exactly with that, but I do feel that she's still the jerk. Just because you don't want to wear the wedding dress, like, set some boundaries. Say, hey, mom, look, I understand that you want me to wear your dress. Mm-hmm. Look, I would dress up in your wedding dress. I'll put some makeup on so you can have some pictures in it so you can have that. But for my wedding, this is the dress that I'm wearing. Like, mom should understand that this is her time, and her husband might not even want to go wearing that dress.
Yeah, well, true.
He might even say, ugh, no, if you wear that, we definitely ain't getting married in public. I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, it sounds like it's atrocious, according to what she said. Well, it's old, it's traditional, it's big and poofy, and she doesn't want to wear it. And her mom just put it in the closet and said, here you go.
Well, first off, how'd she even get into her house?
Well, it's a mom. I guess it's a mom. Come on. Like, we don't need an excuse. I'll break into Owen and Hudson's house one day and I won't even think twice. Call the cops. I'm here. Yeah, and...
Well, that's why we have cameras in our house. I'm seeing everything.
See, okay, so wait, but you say jerk then for not trying it on, or what are you saying, Santino?
Yeah, she's a jerk for not trying it on and appeasing her mom in that moment. Mm. Not setting boundaries to say, I'm not wearing this dress, but I'm going to wear it now for you.
I think I get it. You're saying she's a jerk because she didn't take care of this in the past, and now we've got a bigger problem, essentially. She should have been dealing with this and communicating the whole time. Fair enough. Sounds mature, and I appreciate that feedback.
She led mom on. Mm-hmm.
She led mom on. You guys. Okay, Santino. Have a good day.
Hey, you do the same.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, last but not least, I got to go to our final caller. She's in Muskego, and she's got a lot to say always. Lindsay in Muskego.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. I really thought Santino was going to say not the jerk, but I guess I'm the only one who thinks she's not the jerk for trying on the wedding dress. Or am I? Or not trying on the wedding dress. Or am I, Lindsay? Or am I?
I think we bring the broom and it's the sweep, my friend.
Oh, you guys. Oh, I can't believe you're making her wear the mom's wedding dress. Come on, you guys.
I'm not making her wear the mom's wedding dress.
Just making
her try it on.
Give her more
hope.
The
issue is you're not even trying it on. Your mom's dream was probably like, oh, my daughter someday is going to have this dress and it's going to be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably what the mom's thinking. And you can't even humor your mom.
It's the mom's dream.
Come on.
This is not the mom's wedding. This is not the mom's wedding. I repeat.
I'm not saying it's the mom's wedding. I'm saying try on the dress. You don't need to wear the dress. Just be like, mom, I'll try it on. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, it's not my aesthetic. And I'm sorry. I love you. But I'll still try it on.
Try it on.
Some people even have their mother's wedding dress altered for the rehearsal dinner.
Oh.
So they're not wearing it for the actual wedding, but they're wearing it for the rehearsal, which still might not be the aesthetic of this person who wrote in, but it's an option. Hey, mom, I'm not going to wear it for the wedding, but what about the rehearsal or the shower or something? Like, just change up the dress.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea for sure. Jennifer in Sheboygan texted and said, good morning, Allie and DZ. Hope you're recovering well. I would say jerk before putting on the dress. She could tell her mom it's not the style or the type she wants, but she's trying it on just for her mom. Have a great day. You know, okay, fine. You guys say she's the jerk, just put it on. Fine. I guess it's a clean sweep. I guess that's the
only way
I
would say she's not a jerk is if her parents are divorced and she's like, why would I wear your wedding dress? You're divorced. Like, I would get that aspect. But
and then she was like rude about it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and just because they're married doesn't mean it's a healthy marriage. I'm just saying. All right. Well, thank you, Lindsay. It is a clean sweep. You got the broom and the vacuum and you swept them all up. Have a great day, Lindsay.
You have a good one, too.
All right, bye. Somebody said on the text line, she better not be asking mom for any money then. See, that's unfair then, too, because that's to say then the mom's going to make all. If this was the case, when parents were paying for weddings, they would get to make every.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Your decision. And that's an argument we could have for another day, but parents pay for weddings all the time and have zero decisions. And that's a choice. That's a choice. I'm not saying they don't have any. I'm just saying it happens all the time where parents pay for weddings and have zero input on what exactly is going to happen. So, all right. Either way, she's a jerk for not trying on the dress.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.